You're listening to SBS News.
7 years ago, Daisy Mann was a lost teenager. Years of trauma and disagreement with her family had left her reeling.
I was very suicidal and depressed. My personality is such that I speak a lot and I'm quite outgoing. At that point, I didn't know what I wanted to do.
The daughter of Indian migrants found solace in yoga and meditation in the Himalayas. The experience inspired the now 26-year-old to set up a wellness centre for women of South Asian background in Melbourne.
Women who are experiencing difficulties in their homes, or there's a toxic environment. Some experience domestic violence, some have mental health issues, and they come here because they need a peaceful space.
At Daisy's Soul House in Belgrave, an hour's drive from the city, women are welcome to meditate, do yoga and create art in the lush green grounds. Inside, residents sip on chai tea and enjoy relaxed conversation. Artist in residence Priyanka Kaur says women find companionship at the retreat and are afforded space to consider their future.
We eat together, we joke together, we meditate together, and it's just like a family. Like a small, you know, content family. We're like sisters. We share our pain, we share our smiles.
Daisy says in this culture, there's sometimes a lot of pressure on young women from their family members. In extreme cases, even seeking to control them.
Do this, wear that, marry him, study this. There's so much conditioning within our families. There's also abusive environments. So there should be a place where we can live in peace.
Soul House is designed to meet the distinct needs of women from migrant backgrounds. Word of mouth has attracted new arrivals, including Saraswati Kulikwoski.
There came a point where especially the men in my life had just been so toxic to me. And for the longest time, I felt suppressed. And getting away from it, realizing that, you know, people didn't deserve this.
The 19-year-old who was born in New Zealand to Indian Polish parents has found welcome comfort at the centre.
I feel like I have a really nice relationship with the people here. I feel like we're sisterhood. I feel more like myself than I ever have in my whole life.
It is a passion project funded out of Daisy's own savings plus donations. Its future relies on fresh contributions. But Daisy is optimistic and says this is just the beginning. Avneet Arora, SBS News.